You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued a proclamation declaring February as Heart Month. He noted as part of his proclamation that more than 13,000 people across the state die due to heart disease every year. It makes awareness and prevention important, and that's why it's our featured topic for this issue during the month focused on hearts, Valentines, and flowers. Terry Barr sits down with a local doctor to get answers about supporting your heart health. We'll also learn about some fire stations and what they're doing to observe Heart Month. And how does winter snow affect your heart? Brittany Merlot answers that question. Joanne Krulatz will look at a new program to keep young kids safe online. And Amanda Nimmer has a major beef with Valentine's Day. Conrad Krieger fills in for Pete Schwabo with a great classic cinema pick of the week, and he brings us a sports story. And later on, our musical guests are bringing in old-fashioned four-part harmony just in time for Valentine's Day. So let's open up this issue of New Wisco Weekend with a look at a project that's been a labor of love for downtown Green Bay. The old Fort Square on North Broadway in Green Bay is being transformed into the new Green Bay Public Market. On Broadway broke ground for what will become the public market in October. The project has entered the construction and tenant recruitment phase now. Brian Johnson is the president and CEO of On Broadway Incorporated, a local 501c3 organization supporting downtown economic development. It is also spearheading the creation of the public market. Johnson said tenant recruitment is the main focus of his current efforts.
It's not a food court, and I think that's really important to emphasize. Right. This is about bringing in a lot of different types of products, whether it's a fish, a butcher, a baker. You know, our goal in this facility, you're going to have prepared food. That's what makes the most successful markets, but it's about striking that right balance. And if you don't have the right tenants, it's a lot harder.
Johnson said the public market hopes to host about 300 events a year.
You know, a lot of them don't have to be large, complicated events, right? It could be something as simple as a yoga series, but then you get something that might be a hands-on cooking class. You do different types. Here's how you do seafood. Here's how you do beef.
A public market is not a new concept for revitalizing areas. Johnson says that similar markets have been created successfully across the country.
But you look at these across the country and where they exist, and they are all just so successful in terms of driving the revitalization of those respective areas where they're in. And
the public market will be able to house up to 20 vendors to provide year-round access to fresh produce and other goods. The $18.3 million project is expected to have a yearly economic impact of $65 million. Because of that economic impact, funding for the project has been coming from all directions, including the Brown County Board of Supervisors. It awarded the public market a $250,000 ARPA grant.
You know, this is federal money. So what's great is it's not local taxpayers that have to fund it, but it's the local taxpayers that will benefit. We're excited to say that all entities of government are involved. You know, this is really, at its core, an economic development project. And so we've been able to approach this a lot differently than normal nonprofits. They're economic development incentives. This is a tax-paying project. And so that's really exciting because it allows us to do things a little bit differently and more economically.
Johnson says they are still raising money for the Green Bay Public Market.
We're very close. We're closing on our capital stack here this first quarter, and all the numbers are coming together. You know, we still have a little bit more to raise. Not uncommon in capital campaigns to get things rolling and started as we did, but finish up your fundraising efforts later on.
The Green Bay Public Market is expected to open this summer. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
Is everything all right? I just called to say how lost I feel.
Thanks for tuning in to New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
What's the latest in the world of sports? Here's Civic Media's Conrad Krieger.
Southwest High School in Green Bay have named a new head coach, former player in the Green Bay Blizzard, BJ Hill. Hill is determined to change Southwest to a winning program, but it's not just wins and losses he wants to change, it's the culture.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting getting in there and trying to change the culture there. They've had a difficult time getting some winning seasons together, so 2025, we're going to change that. To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And so that's going to be the first order of business. When you talk about setting a culture, I mean, if you look at some of the teams that have done a good job year one with Dan Quinn in Washington, even Dan Campbell, his first year in Detroit, kind of taking a blueprint from what those guys have done. It's setting the culture first. Once you set the culture, then everyone that comes in has to follow that culture.
As Hill just signed as the head coach, he has steps to show the parents and the students his expectations.
So I'm in the process of going through the interviews now. I have a meeting with the parents and the students, and so we're going to go over some expectations and what I expect to see from them, and then the hiring process starts after that. That's been one of the things that I've been warned about is, the parents. Oh. I've never had an issue with parents. I've coached before. I've never had an issue with parents because I'm straightforward. I'm to the point. It's going to be one of those things where, hey, look, you have to trust that your right. son is in good hands, and I'm going to do what's best for the team, and we'll try to figure if your son is good enough to play, he's going to play. If he's not, he's not.
Hill explains why it means so much for him to coach in Green Bay.
This is a football town. You go from the Packers to the Blizzard. We get really good crowds with the Blizzard, and you have a really good local following in terms of high school sports. And so it's just about getting that area excited about what we're trying to do. I coached at Southwest before in 2013. So that was my first kind of coaching stint with Max Sharping as our left tackle. And it was just kind of a full circle moment for me where, you know, I've done with my playing career. I'm not chasing that anymore. And so I went to school for coaching. So I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
As the new head coach, Hill has certain goals he wants to reach at the end of this year.
So I want to make sure I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one parent household, two parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. And so that's the first order of business. But the second order of business is I didn't come in this thing to lose. So that's been, you know, Southwest the past couple years, and they're tired of going through that. And so I want to create a winning culture.
That was BJ Hill, the new head coach for Southwest High School in Green Bay. For New Wisco Weekend Sports, I'm Conrad Krieger.
It's not a positive passion, but it is there. Amanda Nimmer, our commentator, has a beef with Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday, and it's not often you'll hear those words come out of my mouth. Not about Valentine's Day, just the word Hallmark holiday. Because realistically, every single holiday, in some way or form, is just a ploy by capitalism to get you to spend money on stuff. Little tinfoil hat moment for you there. But Amanda, it's the holiday of love. Yeah, sure, but too many people use it as like one of the only times in an entire year that they're actually going to spend any time thinking about their partner. Which, by the way, is such utter crap, because why do you need a day in the year to remind yourself to actually care about your significant other, the other half, the person you're wooing, have wooed, will woo, whatever it is? I'm sorry, but Valentine's Day is such a joke. But not nearly as big of a joke as Sweetest Day, which is just basically Valentine's Day, but in fall. And because of commercialism, because of lazy people, because people for some reason can't unplug and remember to look at the person sitting across from them in a room, Valentine's Day has turned into a cheap joke. Was it ever a holiday to be taken seriously? Yeah, at one point. St. Valentine was a real person, in case you didn't know that. He's the patron saint of love, romance, and young people. In fact, he used to be the guy who would marry people in secret that was against the church's orders because of different faith, different features. I don't know, you know the church, they're very particular about who's allowed to marry who, who's allowed to breed with who. They're like the AKC of, you know, humans. The American Kennel Club. I mean, thinking about it, you get a fancy little certificate when you marry. You get a fancy little certificate when you buy an AKC registered dog. Yeah, I stand by that. That similarity? Spot on. I'm going to congratulate myself later for it. But basically, the guy was known for marrying people who truly loved each other. They wanted to get married. They wanted that right to choose their own partner, despite what a government or a religion was stating. But guess what? He got caught. And they chopped off his head. But Amanda, we celebrate because of love. We celebrate him because of his devotion to love. If we truly wanted to celebrate a person because of their devotion to making sure love exists in a community or the world, why the hell did they pick the day they chopped off his head as the day to commemorate that? Yes, February 14th is the day that Saint Valentine was beheaded in the 270s AD. Okay? We didn't pick his birthday. We didn't pick, like, his favorite month. No, we picked the day the dude got his head chopped off to be like, I love you, Sandra. Here's some flowers. Here's a cheap card and some chocolates that I just only put my name on, by the way. Not something thought out. I just signed my name under something someone else wrote, and I'm giving it to you because I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. It's just, that's just my biggest beef with Valentine's Day. A, people use it as, like, one of the very few days beyond a birthday or anniversary to celebrate their significant other. And B, it's just utter crap. There were so many other opportunities to honor this patron saint, someone who truly did believe in love, so much so that he decided to go against a whole frickin' church and government for it. So if you're gonna celebrate Valentine's Day, do it better. Put some thought into it. Put some effort into it. Defy the gods or the government for it. Maybe a little less on that last one. Things are a bit sketchy right now. But really put your all into it. Because some dude lost his head for it. But hey, at least we all can celebrate the day after with discounted chocolates on sale, right? 50% off! Woo! From New West Go Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer. And there you go.
When we come back, baseball, Valentine's, and winter snow. Then later, are you listening to your heart? We talk with one doctor who's raising awareness and shares with us what she tells her patients. It's coming up a little later in our cover story. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media Radio stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. State officials are using Heart Month to remind people to brush your teeth. Why? Well, if you get gum disease, the bacteria can travel through your bloodstream and increase your chance of having problems with your heart. Luckily, there are treatments for gum disease, but the best one? Prevention. Peach Wobble was under the weather this week, so Conrad Krieger brings us the classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Peach Wobble's classic movie pick of the week.
For this week's pick, we're going to pretend it's summer and that we're running out of the house to meet up with our friends to play baseball all day. The Sandlot is just the movie to help us escape the winter blues and take us back to the glorious, innocent times set in 1962. The film introduces us to characters like Smalls, Squints, Benny the Jet, Wendy Peppercorn, and of course, the Beast. Scotty Smalls is the new kid in the neighborhood and struggles to make friends until he's taken under the wing of Benny, a neighborhood kid who eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball, and also happens to be great at it. to help him get in the group. Smalls sees an inn when the gang realizes that they don't have a ball to play with. Smalls takes a baseball that was signed by Babe Ruth from his stepfather's den, only to hit it over the neighbor's fence when the cranky, growling canine known as the Beast takes possession and slobbers all over it, ruining his stepfather's most cherished relic. Smalls was just trying to fit in, but quickly learns what a big mistake he made and about a baseball legend.
The Beast got it! You're dead as a doornail, Smalls! You're dead as a doornail, Smalls! Smalls, you mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah! Yeah, but I was gonna bring it back!
But it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
What?
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crash!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
Thanks to Benny and some good old kid resilience, Smalls eventually becomes part of the group and learns the customs of his new friends, one of which includes playing baseball under the light of fireworks on the 4th of July, as Ray Charles belts out America the Beautiful. The feel-good film takes you back to the days when baseball was king. Director David Mickey Evans compiled a great cast, but interestingly enough, none of the kids want to achieve the big-time Hollywood stardom, despite being part of such a classic. Evans uses a nostalgic soundtrack for the picture, which complements our trip down memory lane. Fun fact, although set in a suburban Los Angeles neighborhood, the film was actually shot in Utah. So sit back and get lost in childhood and summer, and a feel-good ending in the Sandlot, this week's classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join Pete Schwabba weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Snow for people over 50 can be a deadly task. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains that with extreme strain placed on the heart, life-threatening consequences are possible.
An alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. It's called heart attack snow, you know, the wet and heavy type. And with the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, the problem is created. Older adults live sedentary lifestyles, especially during the winter. So when heavy snowfall hits, they rush outside to clear driveways and sidewalks, exposing their bodies to intense physical activity that they may not be conditioned for. And cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for blood to flow efficiently. When paired with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. And it doesn't help that people naturally hold their breath while lifting heavy objects. It's a phenomenon known as the Valsalva maneuver. This sudden pressure surge can significantly spike blood pressure, increasing the risk of a cardiac event. And blocked arteries can also silently restrict blood flow. And while shoveling, it can push the heart beyond its limits. The problem becomes more complex because heart attacks don't always start with a dramatic chest pain. Some begin with mild discomfort, shortness of breath, or nausea. But the most common warning sign is chest pain or tightness, often described as squeezing, pressure, or burning sensation. But symptoms can manifest in many ways. Some people experience shortness of breath, feeling winded, even after a short period of shoveling. And others may notice pain radiating to their arms, neck, jaw, or back. Dizziness or lightheadedness shouldn't be ignored, as feeling faint or unsteady while shoveling can signal a serious problem. Cold sweats, despite freezing temperatures, often indicate distress. So does unexplained nausea or stomach discomfort. If any of these symptoms occur, it's crucial to stop immediately and call 911 without delay. And overall, people should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel helps limit the weight of each load, making the task less strenuous. And whenever possible, pushing snow rather than lifting and throwing it reduces strain on the heart. Always wear warm clothing, layered, so you can maintain body temperature and prevent blood vessels from constricting too much. And using a snowblower significantly reduces physical strain. So when possible, hire help. It can even be a neighbor or family member. Either way, it's a safer alternative. And timing matters as well. Avoid snow removal right after eating or drinking alcohol, because that can add additional strain to the heart, as heavy meals and alcohol alter blood circulation and make it harder for the heart to pump efficiently. So yes, while snow removal remains necessary here in Wisconsin winters, it should never become a rushed or careless task for those especially over 50. Shovel safely, my friends. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I know this issue of New Wisco Weekend is all about hearts, flowers, and love as we prepare for Valentine's Day Friday, but this weekend, something super is happening, and we're going to spell that S-O-U-P-E-R. Super Bowl 12 will raise funds this weekend for the new community shelter in Green Bay. Shannon Cohen with the shelter says this is a good way to feed yourself, help the community, and help the people in your community who need it the most.
It's kind of a win-win. So, you know, we have people that, you know, follow the new community shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants, and that helps them out, which is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
Green Bay area restaurants will donate some of the proceeds from their soup sales through Sunday to the new community shelter. And Cohen says it's automatic. You don't have to tell the restaurant you want to make the donation. All you have to do is order soup.
This is our big thing right now, which is super exciting. Super. Did you catch that?
Here's a list of the participating restaurants in case you want to go this weekend. Sidekicks Bar and Grill, Super Day, Rustique, The Pancake Place, Bay Family Restaurant, Oak Street Cafe, Not By Bread Alone, The Abbey, the Festival Foods locations in Green Bay, De Pere, and Suamico, Hilly Haven Golf Course, Stadium View, Nicolet Restaurant, Hey Soup Sister, The Booyah Shed, Gyro Kebabs, and The Depot. The new community shelter is in Green Bay. It provides meals to any child or adult in need of a meal through its community meal program. It also operates an emergency shelter and a transitional living program. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. Coming up next, our cover story with Terry Barr. We also have stories on keeping kiddos safe online and how a Wisconsin fire department is building awareness for heart health. This is New Wisco Weekend. This is New Wisco Weekend on WISS and WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Have you heard of heart healthy living? Our cover story focuses on that idea, which involves an understanding of your potential risk, making healthy choices, and taking additional steps to reduce your chance of getting heart disease. Terry Barr went right to the source, a local medical expert, to learn how you can support your own heart healthy lifestyle. And you may be surprised to learn even having a doctor who is right for you can make the difference. Here's Terry.
It is Heart Month, and it's a great time to really dive into the idea of what is your heart health all about. And I'm so happy to have joining me today Dr. Megan Butler. And Dr. Butler is with Prevea Family Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here. I think February, you know, as you said, it's Heart Month, and it's a great time to talk about heart disease.
When you talk about heart health, sort of in general, what does that mean for you and for most people when they hear those words?
When I talk about heart health to my patients, I'm really talking to them about how can we make your heart as healthy as possible so that it is running to the best of its ability for as long as it can, keeping you and the rest of your body healthy.
Heart disease. I don't know if this still surprises me, but it is a top contributor to death in the United States. why are we getting this wrong? Why is this still way up on the top?
Yes. And I mean, and just to go a step further, you know, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, as people know it, it's estimated that more than one in every five deaths are related to heart disease and stroke. But to answer your question, the good news is a lot of these heart issues, they are preventable with, you know, really small lifestyle changes. I think that's where we can do better.
Absolutely. When you said those other numbers, one in five, obviously it's common. Heart disease is common. But why don't we maybe have a little more fear around it, too? So maybe we would try to do a little better before you really have to do something.
That is a great question. I think one of the biggest reasons we don't pay attention to these things that cause problems for our heart is because they're silent threats. You know, sometimes people may have heard of silent killers or silent threats in your health. We don't feel a lot of the conditions that cause heart problems until it's too late. For instance, you can talk about high cholesterol levels or high blood pressure, otherwise called hypertension. People don't often feel the effects of those things until, unfortunately, it's too late and they, you know, get all those really horrible complications from those conditions. So I think it can be really hard for people to prioritize taking care of something if they don't feel it. They feel fine. So yeah, why take medication? Why do all these extra things in my lifestyle to make myself healthier if I feel okay? So that's why it's important to talk about this.
And obviously, February is a great month to raise awareness. We just have to remember once February is over, we need to keep the awareness going. I'm talking with Dr. Megan Butler. She is with Prevea Family Medicine. So what are some tips you have, some ideas that maybe any of us could put into use almost immediately?
So there are some really easy ways that people can start caring for their heart. A few simple things they can do are move more. Try to get 30 minutes of really good physical activity every day if you can. Eating more heart-healthy foods. I like to think of this as, you know, colorful fruits and vegetables and lean proteins, you know, really look for the rainbow in your diet. Make sure that you're eating a really well-balanced diet. To put that further, stay away from those processed foods. Try to stay away from things that have a lot of salt in them. The biggest thing that I see and that I talk about with my patients is those sugary drinks. Those are often the easiest thing that we can cut out. Those sodas packed with sugar, those coffee drinks that just have so much sugar in them. And then other things that some people don't often think about that are really terrible for your heart, stress. Chronic stress can be like this slow drip, just eroding your heart over time. It's so horrible for you. So managing your stress, finding ways to cope with your stress can be really beneficial. And then the last thing I try to talk to my patients about is getting enough sleep. People don't often think about how sleep can impact your heart, but when you sleep, you're recharging your body, especially your heart. So if you're not getting enough sleep, that can have a huge impact too.
You have given us an amazing list. I'm thinking, okay, we can all do this. What kind of reaction do you sometimes get from your patients? Do they laugh? Do they try to listen and try to go ahead with at least a couple of the things?
Well, you know, everyone's so different. And that's how I approach my patients. I really try to understand their particular situation. Sometimes it's really hard for people to get 30 minutes of activity every day. For some people, it's easy. They can build it into their schedules. So that's great. But for others, that can be really hard. So we have to work together to find strategies to help them move more. And then, of course, you know, diet. Diet's always a really hard topic to talk about with anyone, of course, yeah. You know, especially in this country. I think that we all just have different relationships with food. I find that often that can be one of the more difficult conversations to have. But I start with trying to understand where my patients are starting from. You know, what are they currently eating? And try to help them be more aware of what they're actually eating before we start to make changes. Because you have to know what you're doing first before you can actually say, okay, these are the things that we need to change.
We cut a lot of salt out and salty foods in the last couple of years. And it's interesting when you eat something now that has a lot of salt. Wow, you can tell such a difference.
You can. And I think that's one of the biggest selling points for trying to make these lifestyle changes that, yeah, maybe you won't feel anything overnight. But over time, when you make these changes, eating healthier, working on your stress, getting more activity, you will feel better over time. And the greatest benefit is that, you know, you're keeping your heart as healthy as you can so that you don't have complications in the future. I always try and tell my patients, you know, what are your goals? What are the things that you want to achieve in life or the things you want to live to see? My goal is to help you get there. And if we can come up with a plan together, a plan that works for you, then that's the way we got to go. And it's different for every single person. That's why I love that we're talking about this, because I want people to think more about their heart health and think about how they can make changes in their life to improve that. One of the biggest things I would love to say is, you know, coming to see your primary care doctor or establishing with a primary care doctor. It really starts with going to establish with someone and making sure that they're helping you avoid and prevent these heart conditions. That's one of the biggest things I would love to really encourage people to do is find a doctor you can trust and put them on your team so that they can help you get your heart as healthy as it can be.
And to be able to feel that you can really talk to them, be able to have that conversation and ask the doctor questions.
I think we could talk about heart health all day. There is really so much. You know, we talked about some of the things that you can do in your lifestyle to prevent heart conditions in the future. When you come to see a family medicine physician like me, we will check your blood pressure. We will check your cholesterol levels. We'll make sure that your blood sugars are in a normal range. And we'll talk about your family history on top of all the other things we've already talked about, your lifestyle and trying to get to know you as a person so we can really tailor the best plan to keep you healthy.
So it really is about finding that person you connect with. And as you said, being comfortable, not being afraid to ask questions or pry even a little bit on why are you doing this test or what does this mean?
Yes, exactly. I love it when my patients ask questions. That means they're engaged in their health. They want to learn. And that is so important when you're trying to prioritize your health, is understanding all these components that lead to a healthier life. So yes, I encourage all of my patients to ask questions. There's also so many conditions out there that can mimic heart problems. If you're having any concerns, any problems that you're thinking, oh, something might be wrong with my heart, it's better to get it checked out. It's better to establish with a trusted primary care provider so that they can help you. Those things can be really stressful if they're weighing on you, you know? So that's why I do think it's really important to go see your doctor if you have any concerns that could be related to your heart. And if we do find anything, we can always send you to a specialist.
Thank you again so much. I've been talking with Dr. Megan Butler with Prevea Family Medicine. Thank you. And here's to a happy Heart Month.
Thanks for tuning in to New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
In case you haven't gathered from everything we've been talking about today, February is American Heart Month. Firefighters in Stevens Point are doing their part as well to help promote healthy hearts. Civic Media's Derek Tritz has more on that story.
Stevens Point will be celebrating February with a big heart, literally. During American Heart Month, Stevens Point Fire Station No. 1 will feature a large light-up heart to raise awareness for heart health beginning February 1st. For every heart attack or cardiac arrest reported by the Stevens Point, Amherst, or Plover Fire Departments in Portage County, one of the heart's red bulbs will be swapped out for a black bulb. The red light going dark is a sign of solidarity and a reminder to the community of the critical state of heart health. In 2022, heart disease was the leading cause of death in Wisconsin, according to the Center for Disease Control. This display comes as a joint effort between the Stevens Point Fire Department and Portage County Ambulance. You can find educational materials on heart health throughout the month by following the Stevens Point Fire Department Facebook page.
That's Civic Media's Derek Tritz for New Wisco Weekend.
Why not stay connected by signing up for our newsletter? Log on wgbw.fm/newsletter or wiss.fm/newsletter. This is New Wisco Weekend.
With all the different activities that are available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online, and they need to be safe in doing so. Joanne Krulatz reports on a new program that might just help do that.
Whether it be watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim, but the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the child learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform a young person.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child has been scammed online, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
Coming up, a singing Valentine you won't want to miss. First, celebrating the holiday with your loved one on February 14th? Research shows close to 60% of us will, so what about the other 40%? The research also reveals some plan to buy anti-Valentine's Day gifts for themselves or will enjoy the day with friends. I'm Lisa Hale, and this is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend, and I'm Lisa Hale. To quote the Monty Python boys, and now for something completely different. We love wrapping up the issue of New Wisco Weekend with a musical guest. This week, we have something unique and old-fashioned just in time for Valentine's Day. How about a little barbershop? Jukebox Barbershop Quartet, which is associated with the Fox Valley Airs, appeared on the Mino and the Mayor show recently. Full disclosure, one of the members, the lead, is Mayor Jim Schmidt's brother. Here's Dennis Peters, John Mino, and Jim Schmidt interviewing Jukebox.
Well, first of all, introduce yourselves, if you would.
Yeah. And step right up to the mic.
Les Hahnemann. I'm in the baritone.
I'm Royal Lullenbrook, the bass.
Bill Schmidt, the lead.
Frank Guthrie, the tenor.
So how did you guys meet again?
We met 12 years ago on eHarmony.com.
You were mentioning it was the free weekend, wasn't it?
It was a free weekend.
We're joined in the studio by Jukebox Barbershop Quartet. Gentlemen, please do your thing.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be not without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. I can forget you never. From you I ne'er can sever. Say
fantastic.
Now, let's segue into this whole Valentine's Day, what you guys do and how great that is.
We got Give Your Loved One a Singing Valentine, delivered February 14th between 9 in the morning to 7 at night. A long stem red rose, two songs, a card, and a picture delivered by the quartet in tuxedos. Base price $40. Additional flowers and balloons are extra. For a Valentine's Day call to get this reserved, call Richard at 920-734-9495. Yeah, what are the four parts? What's the official designation of the four parts?
Okay, the man that sings the lead is the melody, is the lead, we call him.
Okay.
The one who sings the third above him, the high notes, is the tenor. Okay.
This is the highest.
And then the one who sings the low part is the bass.
Okay.
And the one who fits in between that is the baritone.
What we say is on a piano, you know, you got all the keys. That's the part that sings in the cracks.
We do mainly in the Appleton and Fox Valley area for the Fox Valley Airs, okay?
Got it.
Right, and then we have the Manitowoc chapter who does Manitowoc County, and then we have Oshkosh. We started a festival every year. We reach out to the high schools, and in Manitowoc County, we have 9 high schools that we work with the musical educators, and we give them free scores of music, free learning tracks for the kids to learn barbershop. So if you ever go to a high school performance, we'd love them to sing a barbershop song. We have, you know, we have coaches that go out and work with them. And then what we do is every year we have a contest of the best. We have an open invite to any high school quartets. And they,
that's cool.
It's May 17th in Stevens Point and statewide. So we get them from all over the state. And then we have certified judges come in and they judge them just like a contest. Wow. We would at any one of our contests.
We don't have to have 4 fantastic voices, solo voices, but the key is for them to blend.
Yes.
We get 4 voices that take their part and they can get a decent blend.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, we start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny. Made me smile. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Maybe if I ask your dad and mom, Junior, let me take you to the junior prom. July, firecrackers all aglow. August, when you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah,
my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day of the year.
Every day of the year.
September, light your birthday candle, sweet 16.
Romeo and Juliet on Halloween. September, you belong to me. December, you're the present beneath my Christmas tree. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day
of the year.
That was great. Hey, I want to talk about it if we have time, but if people want to get involved in barbershop, I mean, you have to obviously sing an audition to get in, but it's not that stringent, right?
No. Try it out for a couple of weeks, and we meet in Manitowoc, and we got people from Plymouth, from Green Bay, you know, coming in to sing with us, and it's Tuesday nights, 7 to 9.
And I just want to mention, too, for the Fox Valley Airs, they meet at First English Lutheran Church in Appleton every Tuesday night from 7 to 9:30. Anybody's welcome to come down anytime and join it.
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ran. 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 You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Ba ba ran. Ba 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 ran. Went to a dance looking for romance. Saw ba ba ran. So I.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend. Our look at taking care of your heart emotionally and physically. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Derek Tritz, and our commentator, Amanda Nimmer. This week we had special appearances by Dennis Peters, John Mino, and Jim Schmidt. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email me anytime. Lisa.Hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
Rolling, rocking, and a reeling, bobber-ran, bob-bob-bob-bob-ran,
bob-bob-bob-bob-bob-ran,
bob-bob-bob-bob-bob-ran. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.